Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
You know, when in doubt, I think the children are really the answers to the world. And I know that sounds so crazy, but children, they're not born racist.
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Well, here we go. Let's try this. So it is Monday, and tomorrow is Tuesday. And
the next day, you know what it'll be?
Wednesday.
You know what yesterday was?
What?
Sunday.
I need to tell you something really serious.
Oh, you've taken this long to tell me?
You made my day better today.
Whoa!
You made me happy.
Well, you made me happy when I was telling you things and then you said something funny.
Yeah, no, you made me happy. Like, I was having a shit, it was kind of like a shitty day. Yeah. You know, the world is kind of shitty, and then you made my day better.
Yeah, well, you made my day better when I said all these things that my kid want. Kids want. You said, what about what I want?
Yeah, she was going on about all of the things her kids want, like about emotions, and I'm like, you know what? No one cares about what I want in this family.
Like, Taylor wants Olivia, TJ wants Chloe, and she's like, what about what I want?
Yeah.
I LOL'd.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, is that all I did was to make you feel better today?
No, and then from then on, we saw each other.
Good. Yeah, it was good. We giggled. Better. We laughed. Mm-hmm. I came over. I'm like, we need to do a challenge immediately because I just need to giggle. You know what? Yeah. I miss giggling. I miss giggling. And like, you've peed your pants once in COVID.
I know.
Once, not once.
I know.
Not once.
I know.
That's crazy.
I think I need to lose some weight.
Wait. But that doesn't make you pee your... Wait, you're...
Just makes me more...
You don't feel energetic. Your bladder is... What?
Losing weight. What? When I'm energetic, I laugh more.
I don't think so.
Yeah, just a sloth.
What? I think we have... I think that if we were to get to Miami Beach right now, you'd pee your pants.
Oh my God, I would pee my pants. If you took me to the Vegas pool and saw that Karen dancing...
You would pee your pants.
Yeah, I would. It's okay if it's in the pool, though.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying... No, but you would pee walking. Well, you haven't peed. I'm just so disappointed.
You know what? That is such a good sign. So when I was in my teens, I used to pee my pants a lot, laughing with my friends. Then all of my 20s.
You didn't pee your pants?
I didn't pee my pants.
And then you met me. But we met in our 20s, so that's okay, though. But
I didn't start peeing my pants around you first.
Oh, right. You took a long time.
I took a minute.
You warmed up.
It took a while to really pee my pants.
We used to pee them all the time. Because and I almost peed today when we were doing that challenge. Because I had my legs spread.
Yeah.
And I had to pee.
Well, I had my legs spread on you, so you would have gotten my pee on you.
You've done it before.
I have peed on you before.
You know, guys, we know that right now the world feels overwhelming and scary and crazy, and we have addressed it everywhere, and we will continue to talk about it. I'm not addressed it. That's the wrong word. We've brought the conversation up, and the conversation's not going to end. I think that it is, you know, in terms of our podcast, we've always tried to keep it about business and being lighthearted. And Thursdays, we interview people. And I have to tell you, some of the guests we're going to bring in, we'll have different voices and perspectives. And that's where a great place for this podcast to have, you know, different perspectives. And we just started these podcasts. They were actually pre-recorded all in one place a really long time ago. So they're just being, when we were in LA, we just hit up a bunch of people. But now that we're doing them through Zoom, we can access a whole bunch of different people in a whole bunch of different areas. So stay tuned.
And all these people are doing something with their lives. They are most often their own bosses. They've started something, they've created something, and their families, they support their families, most of them, whether they're male or female, and their perspectives on their childhood and
life
and work is often like it's interesting to hear people's personalities and backgrounds and how that translates into their success and their work ethic.
I think that a lot of people are looking for people's voices right now to reassure them or to have a voice in you know, racism and privilege and oppression and all of these conversations. And I will say it is Pride Month this month, and this was Daddy's favorite month, and he used to get bust out all the wigs.
I'm sure we would have gone with Daddy this year too.
Well, I don't like large crowds, just so you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't even love concerts for that reason. I don't like the feeling of large crowds. It makes
Maybe we can do FaceTime us during it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
I would have dressed up with him for it, though. We should do a Pride June.
It's the last June, and we actually should, because also, I don't know what day of the week that is, but I got married on June 24th.
Yeah.
And
we're talking about Late Night Live, by the way, if you know what we're talking about. Not you.
Sorry, I know what we're talking about, but you think I lost my mind. June 24th is actually on a Wednesday. That's my wedding anniversary. And then the Thursday.
Well, thank God we have nothing on the Wednesday, because every year we've had something on your wedding anniversary.
Something will come up. But anyways, on the 25th is our Late Night Live. And I don't know when Pride is, but the day after. So everyone flew in from the States. I stayed at a hotel right at Young & Bloor.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it was I knew it was Pride, but I didn't think it would affect. So they woke up and tried to get to the airport.
And they couldn't get.
They couldn't get out of the airport, out of their hotel, because Pride was going right down the street.
Oh, you should have had another party. You were probably in a white pantsuit with pearls.
I was at a bar in Yorkville, actually.
Sipping on mimosas.
Very reasonably.
Can't believe how reasonable you used to be. What a boring woman you were.
I know. I have to tell you. So some things are starting to open up. And one of the things that's opening up is...
I was what are you talking about? You? Or
what? No, I'm opening up my heart. Is Dr. Perlman tomorrow. And I am getting anxiety about needles.
Oh.
I know you don't get it, but I get really anxious about the whole thing.
Your forehead's not even moving.
I know, but let's make it frozen.
I know, but it's weird.
I know. It didn't same with you. You have no resting face lines. I mean, resting
lines. I guess it's what Botox does, though. It prevents lines from
settling in. So we got to keep that up. But no, I want to make sure I take Advil. I wish I had Ativan or something.
Oh.
Because I hate it when it's happening.
Okay.
I really hate it.
I don't think I feel much.
No, I know. I just get really, I'm like, I want it to be over, but I don't. And then it's I want her to stop, but then only half my face would be done.
Right.
You know? So I know I have to keep going, and I'm just please make me done. She gave me Ativan for that other thing once. Maybe she'll give it to me.
Maybe she will.
But it didn't work.
Well, yes, you're Ativan adverse.
I'm Ativan adverse, so I need something hard, like hard.
Percocets.
No, hard ones.
That's not, Oxy.
No, I can't do Oxy.
Oh.
Like,
Vicodin.
Yeah,
Vicodin. I don't even know what that is, yeah, but that it sounds Vicodin.
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 Texter, could you please send me a Vicodin prescription?
Just Uber it over. Just a little quick Vic, okay? Flip me some Vic.
And this is actually a tip that you may not know.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes, is that if you ever get your lips done and you are prone to cold sores, getting your lips done will most often ignite a cold sore, which is weird. And so you have to take Valtrex, which is the herpes medication, before. Yeah. And
this is not a sponsored post. Nat just speaks highly of Valtrex and uses it regularly.
Natalie just says herpes. It's okay. And most people do.
And everybody knows about it.
It's okay, yeah.
You know,
it's on my mouth for now.
Right. I have COVID fatigue. I've diagnosed myself.
Okay.
I was a doctor, so I've decided to diagnose myself. I sometimes wake up and I think to myself, how'd we get here? You know what I mean? Yeah. How did we get, what happened in the world?
I don't know.
And I'm just,
I turned my phone at all.
Yeah.
Just going to be totes gone.
And I'm just kind of like, here,
and it's crazy. And how did we get here? And how is this real life?
I don't know.
Like, how is what is going on in the world in two? I mean, I understand that there's lots of things that were never fixed, but let's talk about the pandemic for a second. How did we get here? How are there crowds of protesters, thousands of people without masks hanging out, but we can't leave our house?
I know.
I don't understand.
I know.
No, I really don't see the logic.
Listen, Linda,
here's another question.
People are at the beach too, by the way. Lots of people are at the beach.
What about the people? Okay, so you know how, like, in our old folks' home?
Yes.
It keeps coming and people are dying. How's it getting in there?
Well, because the workers leave and come and leave and
so
come.
So it's the workers.
I think they just, listen, I'm not that kind of doctor.
You're not a COVID specialist?
Not yet.
Like, they're like, all of a sudden they have all these, I'm like, where is it coming from?
Yeah, I don't.
Nobody's visiting them.
Right. I mean, maybe it's...
Uh-huh.
No idea. Yeah, are you sure it came back to them?
Well, there's a new house in, like, Woodbridge that had, like, a bunch. Like, how did they get it? Like,
fucking hell. You know what? I'm going to swear. Oh, fucking hell.
I don't know. But, guys, Kat and I were talking about how, and I think it's important in everybody's business, and she messaged me last night, and I was thinking about vision boarding, and I know some people think it's ridiculous, but I've been doing it my whole life, and what? I would say almost vision boarding, and I've been saying almost every vision board I have made, the things have come true.
I texted Nat last night, and I go, you know what? A large part of our vision boarding is done speaking, and we talk, and we sit there, and we're just like, okay, let's talk, and we just talk, and we talk, and we talk, and you know, the reason tour came about was because we were talking about going, like, having a party for women everywhere, and you know,
You know what, we need to start pretend. You know what it is like? It's literally like when children make up fantasies that they wish to be their future.
Yep.
And I mean, I was so clear on this in my mind when I was younger. Like, everything that I wanted, I could almost taste it and touch it. And like, some of the shit that I used to do was so obsessively crazy, but it all worked out. You have to obsessively think of your dreams and your future, or else the world doesn't know what you want. So it just...
Or else you don't know what you want.
Yeah.
Like, really, you talking is you telling yourself you can do it, you know? So, yeah, no, and you just said, I just want one day off with you.
Yeah, one day. And then I feel like I can clear my mind. Because right now when I think about a day in front of me, I'm like, you know, my husband's around. Then I've got, what are we gonna cook for dinner? Then we've got all these kids.
And lunch, breakfast, snacks, school. Yes. What's happening?
Do I have enough groceries? Do I need to order more groceries? When the groceries get here, we have to unload them. Like, the kitchen is always a mess. And then there's the laundry. And then the kids are going to say, what are we doing today? And even though they've all quit school, it's like, there's not, how am I going to...
Not that one.
No, that one has definitely not quit school.
How far in advance does your head go? Like, September, October? Like, where do you go to in your head? How far can you actually go?
Like, right now, I'm kind of stopping at September, like at the end of the summer, because I feel like we have to endure the summer.
Okay.
But when I would vision my dreams of the future.
Yes.
Often, because I was younger, they were far. But then when I got married, I made very specific dreams and wishes with dates on it.
Huh. You never told me that.
Months and dates of each.
I never knew. So my new wish.
I told you about my spreadsheets.
I want to be on the Forbes list.
Yeah.
And I mean, Kylie's off, so.
And she might be getting some legal action against her for lying about her financial situation. You're going to take her money? All the money. We're coming out with a Kat and Nat lip kit. The Kylie lip kit.
We're not, but fuck.
I mean, unless we fall in love with a lipstick and we make a custom lipstick and we love it. And
what would be your dream this summer? Let's just play dreams.
Okay. Okay.
And like not like
strip. Like I kind of wish I could.
Not like
Curtis.
Stripper. Not strip. What? Not.
I just like to see him.
Okay, okay.
Like,
just, okay, not...
Not boys.
Not with your vagina, okay? Oh, your okay. vagina uh-huh. is not uh-huh. involved okay. in this. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I know we... Li- but that's when... So we get to... We okay. get... It's like... We
I just want to like kiss Curtis. Like one time. His mouth is so nice. Oh my God. I hope his ex or his girlfriend is listening. Guys, it's okay, not... Just, I don't actually view him as a, like a person. I'm just like... Just
do you want me to make a blowout for you?
Of him?
Yeah.
But it's going to have his teeth, his lips... His lip color?
I'm just thinking for a second.
Okay, sorry.
Like, you have to stop thinking about your vag and start thinking about our future.
That's a good
you
point.
Know what I mean? Like, you're
the vag is so surface. It's like no commitments to actual.
You're
dreams.
Really you're no like you are talking. You have a lot of wishes for okay. that vag. Like older people. Like we're going.
Wait, I had a dream last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, see,
I'll tell you about a moment. No, he was like,
get your vag in check. You are ruining our
this
life.
Is what happened? He had gray hair. He had a beard. He was old, and I'm talking like 75. Wait,
we have to pause, people. She has. I've uh-huh. noticed in COVID, she's gone to the older people.
Older men.
Older men. This is brand new. And,
yeah.
Yeah, so now we're dreaming about them with gray pubes.
Okay, wow. I, you know what? I never, ugh, saggy balls, but okay. You never watched Succession, did you?
No, I'll get on it.
Okay, so the dad, who's really old and crotchety and whatever, okay? So he kind of looked like him.
Were and you sleeping with
I
him?
I looked at him. He was my boyfriend.
Okay.
By the way, I was like 20 years younger.
Okay.
I was almost like a girl-like looking. And I looked at him and I was like, I need it now. And he was kind of busy, but he was like, okay.
Sex.
Yeah. And I remember looking at the wrinkles on
Did
his neck.
Did you have sex?
Never got there. I must have woken up for something. I had a really light sleep last night. And I looked at him and I'm like, basically, like, you're going to have to give it to me now. We were just like in a busy thing. Like he was like in a meeting.
Wait.
And we were at a party. I was like, I'm going to need it now. I'm going to need it now. And he was like, okay, all right.
Is he your boyfriend?
He was, oh, yes, he was my boyfriend.
Did he like you?
Yeah, I think, yeah, he did. He liked me. He liked me.
Did you go to a bedroom?
After the moment when he looked at me, because he was like talking to someone, and I kind of whispered to him, he looked over and he was like, okay. So then he knew he had to go give it to me.
Like he worked for you or something.
No, it was just like, you know, I was just like,
if you need to stop thinking about your vagina. Okay. It's time. It's stop. You know what? You're dreaming too much about your, really you are. This is real feedback
it's
for you.
It's so
right?
weird how like your vagina is like, it's like all these options of the world. It's like saying, you know, when you get married, you just get that one person, but it's like, there's so many kinds. It's like saying you can only ever eat one kind of food for the rest of your life. One food. Even right. though all the other foods are out there at the grocery store.
Right. So you're looking
you
for some more.
You only have
You're
like
looking that. To fill your cart.
No, I'm just saying it's so weird.
Right.
I can do everything. I can get new friends. I can get new family.
What do you think is different about each penis? So nothing. Nothing. It's the way they work it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, just think about that.
Yeah,
so, no. really, there's no magic in the penis.
No, definitely not. It's just, it's
Unless
the
Unless it's huge, I
it's
guess.
Not really, no, it's not really the penis at all.
Right.
It's the extravaganza.
It's the minutia.
It's the minutia around, and it's like exciting and new, and I want to try that, and I want to try that, and maybe
try
I
Try what?
Like, different guys. And, like, maybe
I Because you think they do it so... I mean, there's got to be
really
a script.
It's sex. It's not really the actual sex.
It's... The stroking?
No, it's not the stroking either. It's the, like...
Chemistry.
Yeah, the chemistry of, like, just falling into it and just, like, not more than, like, 10 times per person.
That's a lot.
I know.
I mean, that could be, like... I mean, even if you're with them for a month, that's, like, more than twice a week.
It would have to be scattered over time.
Oh, so now we're going years.
Just like
we have lovers.
Yeah, lovers. Yeah, no. And then it's just the whole thing is just so hot and romantic, and then it's just like, and you're not really like getting to know each other too much. And then maybe I would realize that I do like a saggy, bald older man. Like that's what gets me. That's what I like. How would I know? I can't try.
Right.
Because I'm stuck.
I mean, you're going to get there one day.
I'll just wait for Mark to get. Saggy and old.
He's gonna get there. Like you're gonna have saggy balls.
So maybe I'll be into that.
I think you'll have to be because it's gonna be your future. Like, you heads up, his balls are coming for you, and they're sag. They're not high and tight forever.
Oh God.
You know, they're coming for you. They are on their way. Every day they drop a bit.
Like, I've never slept with, like...
A saggy ball guy.
Yes, I did. I told you. I told you. His name was Steven. PH.
Sorry. Okay, so you've got... Oh, right. And he was huge, right? Down to his
knees. And he was, like, 6'7" or something. And then I saw these balls, and they were... saying, I was like, what the fuck? You know what I always, what I actually thought in my mind, I still do, that he had some sort of a weird kinky fetish where he used to like
drop his balls.
Yeah. And put weights on his balls.
My face hurts. Okay. So,
anyway, the summer. I mean, okay, let's start with you. What do you dream of?
I love biz. I love, but welcome to our business podcast. Saggy balls are coming your way. In case you didn't know.
Wait for Thursday. I hope the big one comes. You know, the big one with the long hair.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa one.
Yeah. Okay. I like, just dance for me. Just make it hot. We're so naughty.
Okay, tell me. What do you picture for the summer?
I picture, you know, I'm looking to escape from reality.
Yes, okay, so we want to
like,
be away.
Which is really bad, because I'm like, it's not, like, I don't think it's fair that, like, you know, I really don't think it's fair that, like, especially right now, that some kids have private school where teachers are teaching them every day, mm-hmm. and some mm-hmm. kids can't afford a computer. Mm-hmm. Like, I really, yeah, when the system was messed up before,
yeah.
it's like, is everything okay? It's triply messed up now. It just yes, got so
we
much.
We already had so much. How do you say, like...
A gap in the system.
And yeah, now it's going to be so much bigger.
And then the kids who can't eat, like, 3 meals a day. And the kids who are, you know, not emotionally, like, stable. And then the kids who, like, you know,
are in abused homes. And now they can't
eat. I think of all of this. And then I think about the people in, like, one bedroom. Not even, like, studio apartments with, like, families of, like, 7. And they have no green...
And no green space.
And then, like, the COVID is so densely hitting them those places so hard. And obviously it's people in poverty, and like it's so shitty that the world is set up that, you know, I can think about running away from reality, and part of me is like, fuck, that's so unfair, and I want to do it. I want to run away from reality where I don't, you know, have to, you know, number one, I do find the lack of freedom for my children in the city really hard.
It's also like, it's a little bit creatively stifling.
It's stifling in every...
I mean?
It's stifling in every...
It's hard when we say, like, we haven't thought about the future and our dreams and all that. It's because when the kids are so close to you and around you all the time, they'll always be the first thing on your mind.
Well, and also, they talk to you constantly. So your brain...
Is there something you need? Where are your friends?
They're all playing hockey and, like, everything.
Okay, why don't you just sit up and get a little suntan with your new haircut? I think you like your... Look, I think that he's gained some confidence with
your
new haircut.
You know, when a dog gets a haircut, they get energy.
Oh, my God.
Literally. They get like a new, they get like an...
There's no video. It's just audio.
I need to see.
I mean, a little bit.
You need to, as I said, go zzz, like go...
What happens if this was all fake and you were just like...
Talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what we talk about all the time. Imagine this was just our way to escape so we didn't have to be around you guys. We're working.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things, with our kids going in a million different directions
and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
My dream is to feel summer.
Yes.
Feel summer-like. And I think traveling was an escape for my brain. And I, when we left, we didn't have to think about what the minutiae of the day because we couldn't actually physically. When you're home, you know, it's so interesting. When you could leave it weeks at a time, but you find it really hard to leave for hours at a time.
Yep.
I think it's really interesting. And it's the mental burden because I think we all feel it. But if you're here with my kids, why shouldn't you be home with your kids? So to leave, it's like, and there's nowhere to go. There's no purpose for anything. So you're just leaving. But you, I'm like, it's really hard. Like technically, we could start our doing things at like 4 o'clock on a Thursday because our husbands know that's the night we work. But we leave it to the very last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And we're with them all day, every day. Isn't that crazy?
Well, it is crazy. But also, I mean, the way how our husbands' jobs work, like my husband can be on call till 7 at night. What the fuck are they talking about? And it's always serious and you can't scream, you know? And don't interrupt the room. You walk in the room and he looks at you like...
Where do they think he is?
Well, they think that he's thinking... Don't interrupt us. We're talking
about
something
important. No, but where do they think...
They think he's at home.
Got it. With no children.
No, with children, but that, you know, I guess his wife better keep them quiet. Or maybe those people have nannies. I don't know, but whatever it is, it's not to be interrupted.
Shit's got to change.
And honestly, when I do listen to their conversations when I'm in the room, they are very, like, serious and professional. And, like, they're talking like, ugh. Like, they're all so serious. I'm so glad I'm not them.
Yeah, no, I want a place that doesn't feel like this...
Yeah.
You know, I haven't...
Weren't those two astronauts, Bob and Doug?
I have a bad taste in my mouth.
Oh, what does it taste like?
It tastes like I just taste like...
You know, I drove by this boy, and he was like, we were passing on the street, and the streets are so tight. And I gave him a minute, because somebody passed by, and I gave him a minute. And then it didn't look like he was going. He was driving his mom's Range Rover or whatever.
Or whatever.
Well, it was one of those cars. And then, so I was like, okay, I guess I'll go. So then I went, and then it was really tight. So I looked at me, his window down, I had my window down. And I was like, am I going to fit? And he's like, well, maybe you could have waited. And I was like, oh, fucking really? Like, seriously?
Was he young?
Yeah. Like, well, he was maybe like, what was he like? Like 19 or something?
What a dick bag.
That's what I thought. I go, oh, wow.
Did you say that?
Yes. And because, first of all, what's your fucking rush? You hesitated, puss dog. That's why I went.
Puss dog.
But then I thought to myself, people are just angry. Like, people are annoyed. People are on edge. And then the fact that with everything that's happening on top of it all, now people are going to be really on edge.
Yeah, the heaviness in the... I walked through the park today, and I saw a woman just, like, literally standing in front of a tree. And she just... I could just see her, like, taking a moment, you know? God. She was just taking a moment. And she was an African-American woman, and she was just standing there. And I, you know, and Chloe was walking by, and she had a purple bike. And Chloe goes, Mommy, look at that beautiful purple bike. And then she opened her eyes, because she was clearly, like, meditating. And she,
oh, she was meditating.
Yeah, like, clearly doing something, like, to grab. And she was like, thank you. And I was like, because Chloe just saw this beautiful purple bike, not the seriousness of the world. Just, like, she was like, I love that bike. You know, and I was like, that's, you know, when in doubt, I think the children are really the answers to the world. And I know that sounds so crazy, but children, they're not born racist. They're not born to have, you know, they don't see differences. They'll question. And I mean like physical, like disabilities. And I mean like, you know, Max had a speech impediment, and this is small cry from, like, in terms of disabilities, forever, and our kids never, ever once were like, what's wrong with him? Like, mm-mm. Olivia and Tucker had to translate for him mm-hmm. for years, mm-hmm. But they weren't like, what's wrong with him? Mm-mm. Or they just, that was Max. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the differences that people see, the kids, the things that kids grow up with aren't differences. No. They're just who they are.
No.
And then we make them different.
Yeah, we make them, you know.
And we teach them different.
Someone was telling me yesterday about a paper that that a man had written who was grew up with in a racist community, racist parents, and actually was brainwashed to believe that black people were bad.
Okay, was he white?
So much so, yes.
Okay.
So then he ended up going, and his idea was, and you guys may know this, and my friends just told me this, but ended up going into, I guess, university or something like that to befriend other people to make them be
racist
too. But what happened was he realized that, you know, because he was in a diverse situation, that everyone was just people, and how he changed and how he got like rehabilitated from being a racist, because that's all he knew what he grew up with.
Holy fuck.
To actually being able to see, because if they just stay in their own people and their own thoughts, they actually believe what their parents have taught them.
Oh my God. And it's all in everything. Everything different is scary. So like when your difference is scary for people, and change is scary. So when you go somewhere different, you know, you're scared. And I really, that's why we're such big proponents of like traveling and taking your kids to different places, to put them in different situations, to make them feel uncomfortable, because they need to feel those feelings in order to know the world's not scary. And there are scary people. 1,000%. But are people scary? No. It's just
scary people look every kind of way.
yeah. And you know, it's I love that that my daughter's in son's school, and they're super diverse, and mm-hmm. I think your school is too, and I think mm-hmm. Toronto is known for like a diversified like English as a second language is so huge mm-hmm. in Toronto, and especially in my neighborhood. It's super interesting, and our kids are growing up with it in a way that is second nature to them. It's not different. It's not normal. In our neighborhoods, you walk down the street and there's different faces, different cultures, different things. And you don't just hear English speaking people. You hear every language being spoken. And I think that is like amazing that they're not like, why are they speaking that?
No.
You know what I mean? It's just like,
I mean, our city's multicultural, and it is great that our kids get to grow up in a place like this, you know, and we've met people who said, I grew up in towns that were like 2,000 people and there was no black people.
And not even,
My friend that grew up in Vancouver, she said there's not a lot of black people in Vancouver. And she remembers the day she saw the first black person, and she was old enough to remember.
No.
Like in real life. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
So expose your kids to different like stories and like conversations and TV shows, and like, you know, there's so many things you can do if you don't have access to necessarily multicultural situations, but like TV shows, movies, books, like all of those things I think are really important at expressing that people are different, and that's not scary.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways, I want to escape life.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for, like, I wish I had a glass ball to look into September. I think everyone is a bit fatigued.
Of not knowing the answer.
And I mean business, and I mean school. Yeah. And I think people are like, they started off gung-ho being like, I'll get my business up and running. And then, you know, I talked to someone on Instagram, and she was like, I was about to open something the day COVID hit. And I have this lease, and I have 3 children, and I have a husband, and I'm like, I'm so devastated. I don't even know I can't even make a move to go forward. And I'm like, here's the thing. You have to take a move to go forward.
Yep.
You cannot go forward unless you move. So just move a little.
Yeah.
Just move a little. Like if you're sitting there and you're like, I don't know what to do with my business. I don't know what to do with my company. If everything is so overwhelming, you have to step forward. You have to. Even if it's a fucking crawl or like a tiny step, one step, and then the next day do another tiny step, and then do another tiny step. And
so then at least, at the very least, when the doors do open and the new normal comes, it will definitely be a lot better than this. You'll be ready.
You'll also feel better about yourself.
You'll feel better about yourself, but you want to, let's just say they go, okay, to that woman, your business can open September 1st. Well, you better not be still doing trial and error and trying to figure things out. You better be ready to go. And you know, summer's coming up for so many countries and cities that 1 in 10 people have jobs in tourism industry. And we are tourism. Most cities are not up and running. And these cities depend on that.
I know. I just saw that they're going to just shut down provinces that you can't go to. They're just like, some previous provinces may be off limits. And I was like, no. I mean, not that we're leaving the province, but.
Like people can't come to our province. So yes. We won't get tourism.
So you can't go anywhere. Don't come here. We don't want you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, anyways, guys, you know, I think that the bottom line is that I think that, like, even if you're struggling with, you know, there's also this thing right now of motivation. Mm-hmm. No one has any motivation. Okay. And, like, motivation is gone.
Okay.
Like even cooking and like crafting, right, and school. Yeah, even the kids have it. I said to
the hobbies that used to be fun that you did when you were bored are now you're over it.
I said to Max's tutor, I'm like, he's kind of over it. And I no one else is doing it. So keeping him motivated, I totally bribed him with V-Bucks though, just to do typing.com because that's not working for him. So she was like, that would be great if you could just do that. We're going to take off all his homework. He's going to work on just doing one sentence. That's it. And I was like, perfect. You know what? Give him permission not to do rather than to fail. So, but something little.
Something little. I got to get on that typing.com. But also.
That is not an ad.
My daughter goes, there's 25 days left of school, minus the last day, which you don't really do much, minus the weekends. And then if there's a long weekend, there's like a couple days left of school.
Amazing.
I'm like, honey, you've been out of school for months.
I love that she's thinking of that.
Uh-huh.
That she's like.
Because she will feel a relief when school's over, even though she isn't really doing very much. She will feel, I don't have this responsibility anymore.
I want an escape. And I think everybody just wants it. You know what? We all want an escape and we're going to try to be your tiny escape that when you come to us, you're like, okay, you know, I feel the responsibility of being positive. And I have to tell you, I watched the protest last night and I sit there and I'm like, I am devastated I am devastated for America.
Yeah.
I am devastated for the police, the good police officers.
Mm-hmm.
I am devastated for the protesters who haven't been heard for fucking eon, like ever, like not even 5 years, tens and years,
and
hundreds.
So the peaceful protesters, they're getting a bad rap because of these fucking psychos that are like, I saw this video and it was like these white girls were spray painting and violating
Starbucks.
And saying Black Lives Matter. But the black girls were like, we are going to be blamed for this now.
Stop doing that.
Don't vandalize.
We're not asking you to do that. Please don't vandalize.
Peaceful protesting. And everyone's on board for that. Like, you know, our prime minister wants people to be safely protesting and being able to to express themselves.
But the only thing is, they say the reason they have to have like an uprising and get violent is because when they try to peacefully protest, they don't get anywhere.
Yeah.
So when you have an upheaval, the people begin to take notice, mm-hmm. and be like, something has to change. Like, it goes back to when the take a knee and like all these peaceful protest, like, they basically went back to like Malcolm X, who tried to peaceful protest, and like, we're still fighting the same fight, and peaceful isn't working. So please take notice, and please, like, this has got to change. And if you're not, we're so pissed at you, and if you don't change this, like, what do you, like, that's why they're like going to Target and like, mm-hmm. And they're saying money has to funnel back, and, you know, systems have to change. Systemic racism has to change.
So much shit is going on. Yes, we do want to be.
I still want to escape.
And people want, people look to us. Like I was saying to Kat, there are people that I look to on the internet to make me laugh. And when they're not, and there's a lot of hours in a day, and a lot of it's really, really hard, but you do have to take a few minutes and have a few spaces that you can remind yourself that there is good out there, and that hopefully things will get better. And
it's really, literally why I posted it, like a funny video, yeah. on Earth. I was like, I need to laugh.
There's people come to us for a lot of reasons, but one of them is to laugh, and we want to continue to bring that to you guys, because we know how therapeutic it is for us to laugh. So we know, and we've heard that you come to us because we can be like a little bit of light in a dark tunnel. So we will be coming to you, obviously, Thursday will be a few days from now. We will be doing a podcast with cocktails, so it'll be fun, and we put that out on Friday. And
Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, you mean not, yeah. cocktails and conversation, when we drink and then podcast. Yeah, and I had your hair on me.
Oh,
how
my
about
God.
That?
No, I'm cutting hair and chat.
Obviously, you want to come to Late Night Live on Thursdays.
We have Thunder Down Under coming for the first June, and I think we just realized that we're going to do the last June. We've got to change it to Pride.
I think we have to.
Oh my God, so fun.
And it's so fun.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to keep trying to escape. How about that for ya?
We'll definitely. And we'll
stay tuned.
We'll definitely bring in his
son. Folks, I hate that word.
Okay, folks.
I hate that, folks. Okay, folks. And the new normal.
No,
folks. Folks. New normal. And new normal. No, folks.
Pandemic. Ugh.
I mean, I don't mind pandemic as much because pandemic is fine. Fine, you can have that one. New normal, you can't have. You know what I mean?
I know.
That's what you can't have. I am taking back my normal.
I own my normal, and I'll make my own normal. You have your new one, I'll have mine.
I'm making... Oh, people are in space doing something. They escaped.
There's so much going on.
You know what I mean? They escaped, you
my
know?
My husband's like a little boy who's obsessed with the NASA channel.
Are they still doing things?
I don't know.
Just and question, does their wanky float around when they pee and stuff?
I'm going to say, yeah, they have to hold it down.
I'd like to watch that. In a really weird way. Not that, like...
Astronaut porn. Look it up.
No, I like, just, like, I'd like to see when they
you
take their pants.
I
want to see... No, just their penis float up. Okay. Like, float around and the balls. It would make me laugh.
Well, it happens in pools, so you could put your husband in a pool and watch.
Same thing. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to make him get it.
You already told me that the balls float in the
Yeah, they
the
do,
bat.
But I...
You want to see them float
it's
in air.
It's slow motion in air. I watched him, and I was laughing so hard.
You watched who?
The astronaut float around, I was dying laughing. All I could think about was his penis, and then I said to my husband...
Naked and just, like, a wiggle around?
Yeah, and then if it, like, is delayed, or if it goes...
What about a stripper in space?
So, you know what? I'm getting on that one, because I just want to watch what happens, you know? Is it slower, the dry hump, or they float around? I don't want to see the asshole or anything.
No.
No.
And no hair. They have to be perfectly coiffed.
Sometimes that's bulging, though. Like, maybe, like not shape, not bald, but down to the wire.
Okay, down to the wire, but no hair on the balls.
Okay, I mean, I'm not looking that closely.
Does hair ever grow on scrotums?
Yeah, for sure. Hair's everywhere.
No, I don't think they grow on
those scrotums. Hairy guys?
On their actual scrotum?
For
that
sure.
would be disgusting if there was hair on the thing.
If there's a hair on an asshole, there's hair on a scrotum. Totally.
No, because I think it's different skin. I think it's like an eyelid.
Stop it.
Or lips. I think it's different skin.
I don't really know what scrotum is.
Actually, I think it's the penis, right?
What?
Wait, what?
No.
Yes, it is.
Scrotum
is the penis.
The ball sack.
No.
Yeah, scrotum is not the penis.
No, that is the shaft.
No.
The scrotum is the shaft. Look up scrotum right now.
Scrotum is the balls.
What?
Your scrotum. That's the worst word. What is a scrotum?
I should do images.
Wait. No. I love that you thought it was the penis.
The scrotum.
It's your balls.
I've never said that word, but I meant the shaft,
is the
I think.
Part of the external male genitalia located behind and underneath the penis. Yeah, it's underneath.
Okay, so yeah, that maybe I meant the shaft. Is there another word for penis?
I'm like, I don't know what it is. You're like, I knew it was there, but you didn't. Well, that's even better.
What's another word for it?
Shaft.
Okay, what else?
Hard rocket.
No. Oh, no, like no. A medical term. I guess just penis, huh?
Guess so.
So mm-hmm. Ball sack, scrotum.
Vascular vein.
Penis, shaft.
There you go.
There's got to be another one for testicles. Those are the balls. Yes, there's scrotum. So many for the balls.
The sac and the scrotum are the same. The balls go in something.
Yeah, but what about the shaft? What other words are there for there? Cock? Okay.
I mean, are we looking for medical?
Yeah, kind of.
Other words for shaft. Okay, here we go. Pole, stick, rod, shank.
Shank.
Handle.
Weird.
Pencil, streak, gleam.
Oh, I hope it's not a pencil.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, guys, have a great day. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Come find us. Leave a 5-star review and a comment if you knew what a scrotum was.
I actually think the scrotum was the penis.
Y'all, we need to do sex class.